Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I was reading your blog here recently, and one of your, I think, also columns in the Herald Banner about the 1880 census, and some of the interesting information that came out of that concerning doctors, physicians, specifically in Hunt County.
Yes.
And then, of course, and then some of the things, the illnesses that people suffered from. You had, I'm surprised, very specific information about Hunt County came out of that.
Well, from 1850 to 1890, and of course, in 1890, census burned. But the census takers did a separate schedule called mortality schedules. And they named the person and their age and their sex and their race and then what caused their death. And I even found a great-great-grandfather who killed two men and then was shot.
Really?
So it included everything in addition.
And
to
they were very precise about that.
Huh? Yes.
So in 1880, 309 deaths recorded that year. And the thing that most struck me in this was 78 were
infants,
babies.
Yes.
78 out of 309. You say that's 26%.
Yes.
So it's high infant mortality
rate.
Yes.
People, at that time, you've got to realize that the cotton growers were expanding. They were hiring tenants. The tenants weren't getting a lot of money. And if a family had a child and the child showed symptoms of getting sick, they did everything, or they pulled out all the home remedies. And when that didn't work, they would call a doctor. But the doctor charged. And if you couldn't pay, you paid off part of your crop.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, the child had gone too far.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's a terrible thing to, but something we're not completely surprised
right,
by. Something
right.
Something that was fairly well known. There were 31 deaths from pneumonia, 22 from consumption, which we'd call today tuberculosis.
Right, except that I had another grandfather's mother died. And it said on the death certificate, consumption. And so I asked him if that was tuberculosis, and he said no, she had just worked herself to death. So the names that were given to these diseases were not extremely
precise.
Precise.
Yeah, they were used in different ways.
Yes.
No, now, 309 deaths recorded in 1880, none from old age.
Right.
So what explains that?
They didn't have a disease, like you think of people having a heart attack. They just died.
So
many of them could have died from pneumonia,
yeah,
or consumption.
Okay. But were there more deaths than the 309
yes, there were more burials than that 300.
Okay. All right. So basically the death was not recorded was an elderly person and they did not think anything was extraordinary about it. We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. There were 27 practicing physicians in Hunt County.
Yes.
And but not all of them went to medical school. In fact, very few of them went to medical
right.
school.
Right. One of the men was here in Commerce, and he had medical training. It is said that he set Frank James's leg when he was shot.
The outlaw, Frank James.
The outlaw, Jesse James' brother.
Right. So again, not all of the doctors went to medical school. 12 had apprenticed.
Yes.
You could become a doctor by being an apprentice.
Yes. And I had a great-grandfather who did that. He went down to, he lived out around Wichita Falls. He went down to Nacogdoches. And a woman who was she was herbal medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned from her, came back and went on out as far as mule shoe. And he actually removed bullets, did all these kinds, set bones and everything.
And he learned to be a doctor by apprenticing with
a
doctor.
Yes,
said seven, tw- 12 had become doctors by being an apprentice. 7 had attended medical school, but medical school then was only 2 years.
And they, now, I don't know if this is the truth or not. I have heard that the professor, the second year was a repeat of the first because they thought they all slept through it.
Well, there's something to be said for repetition. So if you repeat the important stuff, then that's not necessarily all bad. So as you mentioned already, home remedies abounded. And I tell you, listen, when I was growing up, my grandmother was still very big
on
home remedies. Absolutely.
Yes.
And as you say, some might have been very good, and then others probably not. So let's take just a few more seconds, and you have a big event coming up Saturday, February 16th. This is the East Texas Historical Association meeting at Audie Murphy.
American Cotton Museum.
Yeah.
And the conference goes from place to place to place throughout East Texas every spring. And the purpose is to learn a little local history and to introduce people to the East Texas Historical Association.
Very good. And you're also still looking for members of the Historical Commission, right?
Yes. And people who can run a video camera while we do oral history interviews.
Okay. Well, point well taken and noted. Carol, thanks for every cup of coffee.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KET.